Well, I'm Andrew Rogers here instead of Shannon Brinia. Shannon, of course, taking a much-needed morning off. Welcome into the Extra, and today we're talking about Land Conservancy. What's being done? Joining me this morning, representatives of the Palmer Land Conservancy, including Ed Robertson, Matt Heimrich, and Dylan O'Hare, to talk about every Coloradan's favorite topic, the great outdoors. And since 1977, the Palmer Land Conservancy has protected more than 136,000 acres of land, including 20 public parks and open spaces, thousands of acres of working farms and ranches that provide local food and panoramas, along with the scenic corridors that light up the Pikes Peak region. Good morning, and Ed, let's start with a little background on the Palmer Land Conservancy. What exactly is the mission, and what are the current conservation priorities throughout the Pikes Peak region?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. As you mentioned, Palmer started in 1977, and we're a land conservation organization that focuses on really the southeastern quadrant of Colorado. Our overall mission is to protect southern Colorado's lands for present and future generations, and we do that in kind of three main buckets. The first one is recreational open space. We hold conservation easements and protect about 20 different public parks throughout the Pikes Peak region, which I'll talk about later on. We also do a lot of work with farms and ranches throughout southeastern Colorado. We have a big focus on conserving water and really on bolstering local food production throughout the region, both for the economic benefits of that as well as the environmental and the community benefits. And then finally, the work that I think every person living in Colorado can get behind is protecting scenic views and scenic vistas. You know, these great views of Pikes Peak. If you're driving from Colorado Springs up, you know, from Woodland Park towards Divide, and you see Pikes Peak there to the south, that entire view corridor has been protected by Palmer Land Conservancy. So there'll never be a lot of houses there, or shopping centers, or anything like that. There's definitely a place for those things, but hopefully not blocking that beautiful view of Pikes Peak. So that's really what we do in a nutshell.
And of course, often the community not aware of all the local land stewardships by organizations like yourselves. You'd mentioned some of the areas, especially that commute up towards Woodland Park and into Teller County. But what are some of the other conserved areas that the listeners may not be familiar with that are touched by the Palmer Land Conservancy?
Yeah. If you are into hiking or mountain biking or really spending time outside, odds are you've spent time on some of the properties that we've conserved over the years. Some of the, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we've hold conservation easements, meaning we permanently protect about 20 different public parks throughout the region. Some of the more popular ones are Red Rock Open Space, Section 16, Stratton Open Space, Bear Creek Park. You've probably either been hiking there, and you know there's soccer field there. I've done both with my little girls play soccer there, and then we also go on hikes. And then a little farther up in the mountains is Jones Park, which is a really special place, and a lot of great aspen trees up there. And I think this time of year, it's a beautiful spot to be. So there's signs at the trailheads of every property, of all the different properties that we have conserved. And so you'll notice that it says, they probably still say Palmer Land Trust. We just did a rebrand a few months ago, but Palmer Land Trust, Palmer Land Conservancy, that is our sign.
Yeah, and I apologize in advance if I slip up and may call you the Palmer Land Trust as well, because I'm still trying to get used to that rebrand as well.
I am too.
And of course, one thing the Palmer Land Conservancy is partnering with is some local nonprofits creating a land conservation and outdoor recreation plan through the Elevate the Peak initiative. We've talked about that here a number of times on KRDO News Radio, but what's the latest when it comes to that initiative and how can everyone get involved?
Yeah, well, just quick background on that initiative. I think there's so many people that live in this region that are passionate about the outdoors and moved here specifically for the outdoors. I know that's one of the reasons I did. You can tell from this accent, I'm not from here originally. I'm from North Carolina, but the outdoors is what brought me to Colorado. And we've got all these passionate people, all very but from lots of different backgrounds, different perspectives. And so what Palmer and a lot of other nonprofits are doing is we've come together to create this initiative called Elevate the Peak. And what that initiative is doing is trying to get feedback from the community to come up with a collective vision and a collective plan of how we can advance outdoor recreation in the Pikes Peak region in the coming years. I think if this pandemic has shown us anything, it's shown that people really have flocked to the outdoors when the lockdowns happen, and it's really shown how valuable this is, especially compared to other regions of the country where people were really just stuck in their houses or in their yards. We could go to the outdoors, but that did put a lot of pressure on some of these trailheads and some of the trails. And so what Palmer and other nonprofits are doing is really reaching out to the public to try to get feedback on what do we want outdoor recreation to look like in the Pikes Peak region in the coming decades. And so for anybody who wants to play a role in that or offer some feedback, they can go to elevatethepeak.org and fill out a survey. And we would really, really appreciate all the different perspectives from all the different stakeholders in the region. This is an initiative that is for the community, so we need community input. So any input that could be provided would be greatly appreciated.
Exactly. And of course, not only does the Palmer Land Conservancy work here in the Pikes Peak region, but you're also working down in the Pueblo area in the Arkansas River Valley. We touched on the land conservation and outdoor recreation areas, but there's also some things going on with the water as well. And there's some big news as well in Pueblo with the Bessemer Farmland Conservation Initiative.
Yeah, a lot of my work on a daily basis is devoted to farms, irrigated farms, specifically in eastern Pueblo County. And basically what we're trying to do down there is work with the community to find out what they need and try to come up with some solutions to keep irrigated farmland under irrigation and in production forever. As you know, when you look out in eastern Colorado, there are a lot of farming communities that have had their water bought and taken off of the farms so that to fuel a lot of this growth that we've seen in Denver, Colorado Springs, all on the Front Range. So what we're doing down there is really trying to come up with a win-win solution so that communities can continue to grow, but not at the expense of some of the best irrigated farmland in the Rocky Mountain West. And some kind of highlights of what we've been working on down there. We just opened in the last few months, opened an office in Pueblo. We got a grant from Great Outdoors Colorado, which is lottery funds, and they funded our new office. And so you'll be speaking with my colleague, Dylan O'Hare, who is down in Pueblo opening that office. We just completed a cutting edge economic impact analysis that measures quantitatively what the impact of drying up farmlands would be on the community, both from an economic standpoint and just from a community development standpoint. And then finally, we've got an event coming up in the next few weeks that Dylan will tell you more about called Bike to Bessemer, which is a bike tour of some of this farmland that we love so much and where the home of the Pueblo chili and really the economic driver of a lot of eastern Pueblo County. So we're really excited. We got a lot going on down there and just honored to be able to do work on behalf of all the stakeholders in Pueblo County.
Exactly. Well, we'll talk about everything going on in Pueblo County still ahead. This is The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. And again, today we're talking all things land conservation, of course. That's what we all love about Southern Colorado is the great outdoors. And we're talking about all the efforts to keep them great. Before the break, we talked about the new office opened by the Palmer Land Conservancy in Pueblo. We're joined by Dylan O'Hare, where we're going to talk much more about that. And Dylan, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. And let's just discuss the importance of having a presence for conservation in the Pueblo area.
Thanks. Good morning. Thanks for having us. So having an office here in Pueblo County is important because we're a regional land conservation organization serving the southeastern quadrant of the state, the Arkansas basin, essentially. And having that presence in the county is just an extension of what we do. In addition to that, we so much of our work happens in Pueblo County. As you've heard with the Bessemer Farmland Conservation Project. So with all of that work going on in the county, it's good to have that permanent presence.
Exactly. And, a lot of times when we think conservation, we think of some of the more recreational outlets, things that are being done, like what we see here in the Pikes Peak region. But it's so important as well in our more agricultural areas like Pueblo County. We know a lot of the local food comes from that greater Pueblo County area. And how can people who are listening find out about how to find some of that locally grown food here in Southern Colorado?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've got some of the best local food around coming out of the county. And to be honest, I'm lucky. I get to work with a lot of these farmers, and when I'm out there driving in the county throughout the farms, I can just stop at a farm stand and pick up some of the local produce. But for folks that don't live, right next to the farms, you know, we've got a local food guide that we've just developed that you can find at palmerland.org. And it's a really robust local food guide. It really shows people in the Pikes Peak region in southeastern Colorado and Pueblo County where they can find, you know, anything from produce, local meat, to even things like cheeses. It's actually really great. I use it frequently, especially when I'm, you know, even traveling up to the office in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it's definitely a fantastic resource. And again, Dylan, as Ed had mentioned earlier, there's an event coming up this month called Bike the Bessemer. And let's talk a little bit more about that and what it is, what people are going to do, and how you can participate.
Yeah, definitely. So Bike the Bessemer is going to be a really fun event. We're excited to be putting it on for the first time this year. And so essentially what it is, it's an 11-mile bike tour that's going to highlight these farms that we've been talking about. It's going to start at the Vineland Methodist Church, and over the course of 11 miles throughout the country, we're going to be visiting with farmers, visiting a farm stand where you can buy some of that local produce, and then even visiting the Bessemer Irrigation Ditch, and we'll be speaking with the director there to talk to us about the importance of water, you know, which is sometimes overlooked, right? But it's really like when you're standing there looking at the ditch, you can really begin to understand how the water moves throughout the county, how it gets to the farms, and it's going to be great to highlight that. And then just, you know, ideally we're going to be connecting people with the local food resources that we have here in southeastern Colorado. And then to wrap it up, we'll be having a farm-to-table lunch, and all of the food from that lunch for the participants is going to come from the county. So, you know, the food that is going to be served, we're going to be riding past the farms that it comes from. So it's going to be a great opportunity to connect with the food on the table.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a fantastic opportunity. And what are some of the biggest takeaways that you're hoping somebody would take from the ride?
You know, like I said, it's that connection. You know, going to the grocery store is great. It's where we get our food. But, you know, really having a chance to see where that food comes from, to kind of close the gap and gain that understanding of where the food that we have on our plates comes from. That's the biggest part of it. And then ideally we'll be able to kind of showcase some of the work that we're doing, you know, in Pueblo County as well, because it's really innovative and exciting work that we hear about all the time because we're the ones working on it. But being able to showcase that to anybody that's participating will be exciting as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is just starting to get off the ground a little bit. But what are some of the long-term visions for the Palmer Land Conservancy and kind of expanding their presence into the Pueblo area and the rest of the Arkansas River Valley?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been working in the lower Arkansas Valley for a number of years now. So our long-term presence isn't just the Bessemer project, which consumes a lot of our time, certainly, but it's to be a resource to the community. The idea is how can we help? It's to listen to what the folks in the community really want when it comes to the areas that we operate in. And we've got resources and skills and expertise, and we want to be able to leverage that into the community to help them achieve their goals too.
Absolutely. And then again, there's so much going on, especially when it comes to the Bike the Bessemer event and everything else, including that local food guide. Again, what's the best way to get all the information and even to register for the upcoming ride?
All of that information, the local food guide, registration for Bike the Bessemer, sponsorship information for Bike the Bessemer, it's all available at palmerland.org. We've got, you know, part of our rebrand was a new website, and it looks really great. So there's that information there. And then if anybody wants to learn about some of the other stuff that Palmer is up to, it's all there. So I encourage people to check it out.
And I feel a little remiss. I forgot to ask the seemingly simple question. When exactly is the Bike of the Bessemer event going to take place?
Yeah, it's going to be September 24th, which is also the day that the Chilean Frijoles Festival kicks off. So we've been working with the Greater Chamber of Commerce in Pueblo to kind of essentially partner and use the Bike Bessemer event to kick off the Chilean Frijoles Festival, which is an event that draws thousands of people from all over the country. So September 24th, it's going to kick off that morning.
Yeah, and it's such a great event as well, and really what a great way to celebrate local agriculture and, of course, the pride of many farmers in the region, the Pueblo chili, which, of course, we all know is much better than what comes out of Hatch, New Mexico.
Exactly.
All right, well, still ahead here on The Extra, we're continuing to talk about all things being done to help the local areas to conserve the land, not just recreationally, but agriculturally as well. We're continuing the conversation with the Palmer Land Conservancy. Still ahead here on KRDO News Radio, we have a quick check of local and national headlines as well. Thank you so much for listening to The Extra. This is KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, and this hour I've been joined by representatives of the Palmer Land Conservancy as we've been talking about the efforts that they've been ongoing to protect the land, not only for recreation, but the agricultural land as well here throughout Southern Colorado. Joining me now is Matt Heimrich, the in-house Palmer Land Conservancy farmer, joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How is the 2021 harvest going, especially down in the Arkansas Valley?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having us on. I guess as someone that's farmed for a little over 30 years now, I'm always still kind of amazed at what farmers and ranchers can manage to bring to our tables every year. This was a interesting year. It started off with everybody kind of wondering if they were going to be able to do what we normally do, and then the skies opened up and we had a unbelievably wet May, which is kind of unusual for us. That's usually part of our dry season, but that really got us kicked off with several inches of timely rain. So our local ranching community had green grass to turn their cows out onto and have their babies, grow up beside their moms out there in their pastures. Our farmers, responded and, did what they did and got their crop in the ground. And from what I've been able to observe, and I've been around visiting with the local vegetable growers especially, they're having a pretty darn good year. The local stands are filled with, those typical fruits and vegetables that we love to enjoy. Our melons, the warm weather crops like tomatoes and peppers and onions, everything's coming on. And, I think it's turned out to be, I think everybody will say, a surprising year, but a pretty decent year, Andrew.
Yeah, and we know that there are so many challenges that come with ranching and farming. And what are some of the biggest everyday challenges that we're starting to see throughout our fields in southeast Colorado?
I would say that we all can kind of, I guess, appreciate what farmers and ranchers have to deal with when it comes to, the weather. It's too hot, it's too cold, it snowed, it didn't snow enough, it rained or rained at the wrong time. Those challenges are ongoing. I think what we've been seeing for the last several years, and this year, no exception, perhaps maybe given the overall economy and the COVID pandemic, still a lot of producers are facing tremendous challenges with being able to find the labor they need to get the crop in the ground and then get the crop to the consumers, whether they be folks going to the local farm stands or the folks that run our packing houses where we ship melons, all through the different grocery chains, even to the guys that use labor, temporary labor on their ranches, you know, to help gather and sort and things like that. I think, you know, one of the ongoing issues for agriculture will be workforce issues, no doubt about it. I hear that no matter who I talk to, that's the first thing that I hear about.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems like those workforce issues are going to be kind of that universal issue moving ahead for sure. And of course, the pandemic just shed a light on a number of things, including the importance of local food. How does the Palmer Lane Conservancy partner with the local ranchers and farmers to help support them, to support all of us and our tables?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I've been really very, very passionate about, you know, and I've been with Palmer now for several years, is that, you know, I always think that from the very beginning, those of us that are all consumers, right? We all sit down at our dinner tables two or three times a day, and we all want healthy, nutritious food. Certainly local food plays a role in that. I mean, I've always wanted to encourage all of us to, you know, thank those local producers for what they're doing, in light of, you know, all the challenges out there. You know, when you put the crop in the ground, there's no guarantee that it's going to make it. And then, unfortunately, there's no guarantee that when you actually bring it to harvest, it's going to be profitable. So Palmer's kind of taken, I think, a multi-step approach to it. You know, one is obviously recognizing those local producers and making sure that they get credit where credit's due. You know, we have engaged with several producers who have, you know, a legacy that they'd like to continue, and putting some of their land and protecting it with conservation easements is a way to keep the farm and ranch going, protect that valuable farm ground, and in many cases, the water rights that go along with it, infuse the operation with some capital, and, you know, help those farm and ranch families continue going. We've also, over the last couple of two or three years, have worked hard to do things like we're doing today to highlight local foods. And, you know, we worked very diligently last year, because I think the pandemic, as it exploded, honestly, and I would say took many of us by surprise, no matter what line of work you were in, you know, we kind of witnessed our supply chains kind of falling apart, Andrew, whether it was, you know, someone going to the grocery store and probably not finding their favorite brand on the shelf, to, you know, the run on lumber, or apparently nobody could find a bicycle to buy several months ago because everybody wanted to get outside and exercise. So I think as we move forward, that locally produced fruits and vegetables and protein, which, you know, in the lower Arkansas Valley is primarily, you know, beef. Certainly we do have a few pork producers, but mainly beef, you know, wanting to make sure that consumers can connect with them, Andrew.
Exactly. And of course, you mentioned, you know, being able to give back and support a number of our local ranchers and producers. One way to do it is just kind of with your pocketbook and with your patronage as well. We talked earlier about the local food resource guide. Let's talk more about that, where you can find it, and just the value that is to help support so many of our neighbors now more than ever.
You know, and I really want to tip my hat to Palmer's communication team, led by Christy Knackard, our good friend and colleague. I mean, she did a great job with her team putting this together. And, you know, if people will go online and look at Palmer Land Conservancy, they'll see on the first page where it says our conservation priorities. And one of those priorities right there in the middle is local food and water. And when you click on that icon, you know, it'll bring up a page that specializes in the work that we're doing. And you can actually then look through that page, and you'll see you can click on a different icon that'll bring you to essentially our food guide, and that will break down the local producers in Otero, Pueblo, even the Fountain Valley, in terms of those folks that are working with working out there and have the ability to provide food to you locally. You know, I don't know how many people appreciate the fact that even though the U.S. has arguably one of the best integrated food supply networks in the world, right? You can go to typically any grocery store in the United States and find what you need. When you think about all the shipping, the coordination, the brokering, the warehousing, the farmer and rancher actually only get a small percentage of what the consumer pays at the grocery store, Andrew. And, you know, by working with our local farmers and ranchers, you know, that money that we spend with them, being able to buy safe and healthy food from someone we know, I mean, those dollars go a long way toward sustaining the profitability of those groups. So certainly want to encourage your audience out there to explore that that food guide and see if there's somebody close to them, and if there's free space in your freezers or places that you'd like to visit. Always I've always known that the women and men that are farmers and ranchers are always willing to talk to people about what they do, and they're so proud of what they do and take such pride.
Of course, and again, that food guide is available at palmerland.com. Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on The Expert and talking about everything going on in your expertise.
Thanks, Andrew. It was a great pleasure, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
Exactly. Well, still ahead, we're going to continue our discussion about the great outdoors and all the efforts going on through the Palmer Land Conservancy to protect them and keep them great. This is The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. This hour has flown by. We've talked all things land conservation with the Palmer Land Conservancy here, as we've got about 3 minutes and change left, joined once again by Ed Robinson, the Conservation Director for the Conservancy. And Ed, as Coloradans, we all love the outdoors. That's a given. Even some of the transplanted new Coloradans who may have come from one of the Carolinas. But why is this work so important?
Yeah, I think it's important because I think if COVID really made it very clear very quickly why this work is important. You think back to spring of 2020 when we went in the grocery stores and all of a sudden things weren't on the shelves that used to be there, or we couldn't get what we wanted, or in some places there was really literally nothing in the produce sections. And so that really showed the fragility of the supply chain of, you know, related to agriculture and related to food. And so a lot of the work that we're doing is to bolster farms and ranches and to really support local food. And so I think that, you know, everybody needs to eat, everybody wants healthy food. And so that's one of the things we're working hard on. And then, you know, one of the reasons that I mentioned earlier that we all moved to, that any of us who have moved here, a lot of that is because of outdoor recreation. We love the mountains. And I think Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region is really unique in that we have these great mountains right out the door, you know, 14,000, 13,000 foot peaks right out our front door. And, you know, when you think about land conservation, we really only get one chance with this stuff. When it's gone, it's gone. You know, when a farm is dried up and the water is taken off that farm and it's taken out of production, it's gone forever. And if a park or open space or beautiful scenic vista is built or, you know, a shopping center built on it or a home built on it, that is gone forever. And so it's a really a fragile system as COVID showed. And so we're all just really working hard to keep this way of life that we all love here in Colorado.
Exactly. And what are some big things that those listening can do to support the ongoing land conservation efforts, whether it be outdoor recreation or our local agricultural lands?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty easy. Go outside and enjoy it. Go out to the trails here in Colorado Springs, whether it's a Palmer Conserve property or not, and really enjoy your time in the great outdoors. I mean, that's why I'm doing this work, is because when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time outdoors and I fell in love with it, and now I'm really devoting my career to it. And I think that's the first step. Nobody's going to really want to fight for something unless they love it. And so get out and enjoy it. And if you're not into hiking or not into mountain biking, go down to Pueblo County and ride around and see some of the farm stands and see the people that are producing this food and get to know them and get to see how special that region is. And I think that's really the first step. And then for those who have already done that, we'd love to have some people come down and do Bike the Bessemer with us in a few weeks. We're a nonprofit, so we're always looking for support. I mentioned Elevate the Peak earlier. We'd love people's input on the future of recreation in the Pikes Peak region. I think a great resource, as Matt and Dylan said, is our website, palmerland.org. If you go to that, really, it hits on every aspect of the outdoors here in Southern Colorado. And so we'd love to have your input, your financial support, or really just, I'd love to see you out on the trails when I'm out there on the weekends.
Exactly. And again, for more information about all the ongoing efforts, links to everything we talked about and so much more, just head on over to palmerland.org. Again, Ed, Dylan, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. That does it here for The Extra. We have the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show still ahead.